What's up? Welcome to Worst Boys Guild. I'm Tyler. Back for another week. I'm afraid to do it, but I should count how many shows I actually have left. So I'm like mentally prepared, I guess. So you guys are mentally prepared for me to go off the airwaves. Another great show from Frank Rizzano. I don't know. I usually only catch like the end of Frank's shows, and for some reason I was not expecting it to be Katy Perry. I feel like that's more a testament to the station in general than Rizzano Radio, but I was like, oh yeah, this is like radio. This is like pop that people normally listen to on the radio. I love it. Clearly I need to start listening to Frank's entire show while I'm like getting ready to come here, because it's always the parts of it I catch are always great. I also really appreciate the segue music. It made me feel very fancy and cool coming in from like little segue sounds rather than the normal automator. Anyways, saw live music Saturday night. I saw Idgey Dean and Sidebody in Central at the Cantab Lounge. Highly recommend all of it. Recommend both of their music. Cantab Lounge, great venue. It's like $10 to get in. I think they have music every night. Central is really great. I'm surprised that Tufts people don't go there more. Like I would say it's underrated, but it's really not. It's just that Tufts people like don't make it that far away from Medford often enough, which is a shame. Anyways, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I'm going to play. Hold on, once I can see what aux I'm using. Very cool. I'm going to play Inauguration by Idgey Dean. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Yeah, that's Edgy Dean. She's incredible. I'd never heard her music before Saturday, but killing it. I'll also play a song by Sidebody. This one, lyrics are not available on Bandcamp, but I'm just going to risk it. I've listened to, like, I put myself through it. Sorry. I put myself through a terrible experience just for you guys, where I was listening to the first 90 seconds of this Sidebody song over the last 90 seconds of Inauguration, just to check for explicit lyrics, and I think there are none. Let's see. Root for me. Maybe I'll keep doing that. Maybe I'll keep listening to the song 90 seconds ahead, just for the radio, just for the listeners. A real sacrifice. Anyways, this is Up Down by Sidebody. I saw them first at Porch Fest last year, and they're doing Porch Fest again in May. So I highly recommend. It's super fun. Somerville just coordinates having all these musicians play music on their porch at the same time, and you like walk around and listen to music. And I was just aimlessly walking around and then started listening to Sidebody and was like, wow, they're incredible. Hence me going to their show Saturday. So yeah. Anyways, here's Up Down by Sidebody.
Thank you. Walking, walking with my feet. I can walk anywhere with my feet. When I walk, 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 I use my feet. When I walk, 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 I use my feet. Walking, walking with my feet. I can walk anywhere with my feet. When I walk, 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 I use my feet. When I walk anywhere with my feet. Walking, walking with my feet. I can go anywhere with my feet. When I walk, 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 I use my feet. When I walk, 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 I use my feet. Walking, walking with my feet. I can go anywhere with my feet.
Anywhere.
Walking with my feet. Anywhere. Anywhere. With my feet.
Anywhere. Walking
with my feet. I can go anywhere with my feet. Walking, walking with my feet. I can go anywhere with my feet. Walking, walking with my feet. I can go anywhere with my feet.
All right, that's Sidebody. Check them out. Their Bandcamp page labels them as experimental folk punk, which I'm just, once again, desperate to know if, like, artists set those tags for themselves or if it's just, like, an automated thing. Can somebody please tell me? Can somebody who's familiar with how Bandcamp works please call in and tell and enlighten me? Like, I want to know if they... like, were setting up their profile and typed in experimental folk punk. Or if, like, Bandcamp suggested it, maybe there'd be, like, a middle ground. Bandcamp, like, suggests it, and they're just like, sure. Or is it just, like, applied? Please let me know. If you have made a Bandcamp page before, please let me know. Anyways. Love local music. There's a lot of great music in a lot of great places. It's been really good going to see live music again after not doing it at all during, like, the heat of the pandemic and then slowly adjusting back into it after the pandemic. It's been a lot of fun. This is also my first time going to a concert by myself. I've heard great things about it. It seemed fun. Everybody I know who's done it said it was really fun. I hadn't done it. It was a blast. I am joining the ranks of people who recommend going to concerts by yourself. It's so chill. It's so nice. Especially if it's like a small, like an underground, like $10 show. There's no reason not to. When I move to New York, one thing I will miss is doing a whole like Saturday night out and spending $20. That was incredible. Anyways. What else? There was a lot of new music on Friday. Doechii released a new single that I'm almost positive is not radio friendly, but I can double check. Maybe there was a radio edit. Who knows? The Linda Lindas finally released their whole album. I did listen to it. I did really like one of the songs. I did forget to keep track of which song that was. Obviously Crazy by Doechii is not radio friendly, but there is an edit. Maybe I'll play that. The Wet Leg album was very good. I don't know if that was, like, a really anticipated one, but that is a very fun, just, like, typical indie thing that I enjoyed a lot. There's an Orville Peck album that I forgot about because I'm not much of a listener. Oh, The Regrets. The Regrets released an album that is fun. It's pop. It's good. A lot of new music this week, which is very exciting. Tidal's newest promotion is Poetry Month. Here are some poetic artists, and it lists Nicki Minaj, Frank Ocean, Childish Gambino, Alicia Keys, Kendrick Lamar, Dolly Parton. I love it. Jay-Z. Like, some of these I can really see it, and some of them I'm like, sure, why not? But... if you're on Tidal, I guess you can go listen to some poetic artists. Should be fun. I didn't know it was Poetry Month. Is April Poetry Month? Should I be writing poems in April? I'm not really much of a poem writer in any month. Is it, like, are you supposed to, like, write a bunch of poems? Are you supposed to read a bunch of poems? Am I supposed to be reading poems on the air? Can I just, like, play Kendrick Lamar is my question. Anyways, let's listen to a song from the Wet Leg album. Why not? One reason why not might be that if it's... No, it's radio-friendly. Okay. Nice. My favorite song on the album was one of the few that's not tagged explicit, so lucky me. Here it is. This is Wet Dream by Wet Leg. Guys, I don't have anything planned for this show. I made a new... Last week I was really having a down week, so despite being a year into a really incredible relationship, I made a breakup songs for when I want to take a cry. It's actually just a lot of the songs I played on the radio last week. I was clearly in a mood. And I'm not today, which is great. But now I just, like, have a breakup playlist in the can, despite... fact that I'm not really planning any breakup super soon. I don't know what I'm gonna do with it. I guess I'll listen to it when I want to take a cry, like the title says. What else? I'm gonna play a kind of random song off of the Linda albums and hope that it's the one that I'm thinking of. Here's Talking to Myself.
Yeah.
The Linda Linda's new album. This chair is absurdly squeaky, so whenever the mic is off, I'm like happily like leaning forward, leaning whichever direction I want to, and then whenever the mic is on, I'm so still. So why does a radio station have such a loud chair? It's okay. What's going on campus? I feel like people are dropping like flies to COVID. Like there's definitely a new wave going on. People aren't really talking about it as much as I want. I have like multiple friends with COVID right now, which is scary. I'm supposed to go to New York week after next to see my beautiful girlfriend act in an amazing play that she's starring in. So, it's scary out here. I do not want to miss that, to be stuck in quarantine. I would probably cry. My pretty girlfriend might also probably cry. We can't let that happen at all. So, come on, immune system. Been very good about taking my vitamin D. Need to be taking some vitamin C too. Need to like do the whole emergency thing and just like cross my fingers, pray. It's a lot. I'm a TA for Comp 15, which has like a fairly big staff. And so Slack for the past couple of days has just been so many people saying that they either have COVID symptoms or were close contact for COVID, like me with my friends who just got COVID, or they have COVID and like needing coverage because so much of our work is in person. It's just a mess. It's a mess. But you know, I can't even count how many waves there have been now. It's like the gajillionth wave. I guess people don't like talk about this stuff as much as they used to. It's weird. Hoping that spring fling still happens. Hoping that this month isn't like a total bust. But it's a moment. It's two PSAs. If you love keeping the station freeform so I can talk about COVID and play, random music. And then talk about COVID and my life and myself. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donation drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation, select arts, sciences, and engineering, then other, and then put WMFO. Or you can write us a check to check out our prize tiers and mailing address. Go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. Yeah. You heard them? Get a shirt. Get a hat. I think I actually will get a shirt. I feel like usually I'm not into getting shirts for like clubs that I'm in. But that's because the clubs I'm in usually aren't cool. Like I'm in like people at my work made a shirt. The Comp 15 staff made like a staff hoodie. And I was like, I'm sorry. First of all, this is my job. That's not $30. That's like 2 hours of work. Why would I? And also like it's not, certainly not as hip and cool as having a little radio show. Like, Jumbo Code also made merch, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I like it. A lot of my friends are in Jumbo Code. I don't need everybody to know that I'm in it. It's a pre-professional organization, but radio station, that's cool. That's a shirt I would keep. That's a shirt I would probably wear instead of like leaving at my mom's house for 6 years and then seeing it and being like, oh, this, haha, and then donating it. So we'll see. Donate. It seems pretty expensive to run a radio station. All the equipment here is really expensive. There's a lot of upkeep that happens. I know it's a lot of volunteer work, but still. Whenever a DJ goofs and slips and says a curse word, they have to like pay a fine. I don't know how it works. Don't goof and slip and curse on the radio. Don't do it. It's not a good idea. But it seems really expensive. They've got a lot going on over here. It's very cool. And we produce a lot of good radio. Not me, but other people here produce a lot of great radio. If you enjoy what we're doing, if you've been an avid WMFO listener for years, just think about all the entertainment you've gotten out of this station. Certainly $30 worth. or even more even. It feels weird. This is the only time I'll do like hustling so that a college can get donations, but it's true. WMFO should get donations. I'll hustle a little bit. I have another PSA for you as well. It's about washing your hands, because that's the one that I flipped open to in the binder, and I usually don't like to do on-the-nose ones, but everybody keeps getting COVID. So please wash. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. This might be one of the few PSAs in here that's, like, less than 3 years old. Most of them seem very old. I don't know. It looks old. It's all crinkled and stuff, but it's apparently not. Or I guess the pandemic has been going on for a while. It's apparently not that old. Whatever. The CDC's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I worked food service in high school, and it did build character, but what it also built that's equally important is a habit of washing my hands incredibly often, especially like in a kitchen. Please wash your hands a lot. I also recently developed the habit of like at restaurants, like going to wash my hands real quick before we eat, and then I feel bad because people get all sheepish that like they didn't think of that, and then they also go wash their hands, and it's like, not that I have a superiority complex about it, but I'm slowly starting to get a superiority complex about it. Just wash your hands. Also, this reminds me, I'm doing my photography final project on bathrooms, and I'm getting texts. Getting texts from my number one fan. I'm doing my photography final project on bathrooms, and something that I realized and something that I'm really excited to photograph more is that I love it when life still has like instructions on it. Like in the Porter Square Books restroom, there's like a sign on the door that says you have to wait 2 minutes in between flushes or else they will no longer be able to keep their bathroom open to the public. And it's like, I love that energy. Like, I love that I'm like a full-blown adult still getting instructions on how to flush a toilet. You know, like, it's weird. It's weird when there's instructions on stuff. And I say that in a radio station that is full of instructions. Like, there are instructions taped up everywhere. But this makes sense because radio is hard. It's complicated. A lot going on. But for a restroom, why do restrooms have instructions? It's the same. It's also like on a similar note, the like employees must wash hands signs. Like, I know those are legally required. Those are like instructions that you have to have. And I, on the one hand, I guess it's comforting that employees have to wash their hands. But on the other hand, like, it's very chilling that they weren't doing that anyways. It's very chilling that the sign is at all necessary. Like, these places are ostensibly for self-sufficient people who know that I don't get it. I just know that it's like a health code thing that in food service places you have to do the, like, employees must wash hands. But, like, why? Like, why? It's kind of comforting for customers, sure, but God forbid that anybody's actually seeing that and going, oh, got me, I guess I'll wash my hands now. Anyways, I'm very fascinated with instructions in bathrooms because it's, like, honestly the place that people should require the absolute least instruction, in my opinion. My girlfriend disagrees. My girlfriend says it's necessary. And I hope this is tongue in cheek. Like, I hope that you've never. It's definitely tongue in cheek. It's definitely sarcastic. I'd like to think that She's sending a lot of words about how sometimes the signs actually are a valuable reminder, and I refuse to absorb that. I refuse to believe that. I simply disagree. Anyways. Wanna play more music, but what? But what should I play? Let me think here. Epiphany. Also, Epiphany, you could call in if you want. I played the new music that I wanted to play. I'm just talking now so that there's no dead air. You could play. What can I play? I feel like I want the explicit tagging and title to be better or just not there at all. It's so inconsistent. She says, it is tongue-in-cheek, but think about all the employees who wash their hands because of the sign. Hopefully none. That's my point. Hopefully nobody was gonna get out that door and go cook food for people without washing their hands. What? Who raised these people? Anyways, whatever. I need to not stress myself out about it any longer. Let me find a short song to play. So Nothing by Iggy Dean. The first song of her set was like fully 10 minutes long and it was so incredible. I loved it. I'll play Pebble by Sidebody. It's a little long. I probably won't play all of it, but here it is. Oh, wait. No, I have a caller. Nice. One second. You're on.
Hello, radio.
Medford can hear you. Somerville can hear you.
All of Medford.
They're all listening.
This is crazy.
They're all listening. How is your day going?
Fine. I realize I need to, file taxes, and I have no idea how to do that, because it's the first year that I'm making enough money to, actually file them.
Oh, man. If anybody wants to call in with tax advice for this 20-year-old.
I literally have no idea. And then I texted Delaney, and she was like, I'm really overwhelmed. I also need to do my taxes, and I need to do my financial aid. And I'm like, I do too.
Oh, man. And the financial aid you fill out from your tax return, right?
Yeah.
You do your taxes, and then you copy over a lot of the stuff to the financial aid thing.
Yeah. But then there's, other weird stuff. Financial aid, the process needs to be done, made better. It needs to be reevaluated.
So does the tax process. I mean, I know everybody, has already been saying this, but, the IRS has all the information you're giving them anyways.
That's really true. Yeah, with technology. Come on.
Think about it. How else are they going to audit you? The only reason they have you submit those forms is that they're hoping you'll, tell them about some income that they don't already know about. Take advantage of you being honest and being like, oh yes, my parents gave me a cash gift. Or oh yeah, I tutor on the side and get paid over Venmo. They're hoping you'll tell them about niche cool underground income like that. And it's so fake. It's just tell me what you know. I can correct it if you're wrong in a way that's going to cause me to have less money, or I can conveniently not correct it if you don't know that I babysit, you know?
I just, I'm scared. I have a fear that I'm going to just accidentally commit tax fraud.
Me too. It's so complicated.
Because I've just simply missed something.
And then they audit you, and it's like, okay, so you knew the whole time.
Right. Like, you obviously knew the whole time if you're auditing me.
I just think, I honestly think nobody should have people making, I feel like this is obvious, but people making income through, like, an alternative, so, like, babysitting, I guess, is the first example that comes to mind. Like, never report that. Never report that, because they don't know, and they're not going to find out. They're not going to check. The whole tax return thing,
annoying.
They put you through hours of work just to try to, like, catch you for making more money than they think you make, so they can take more of your money.
But it's not like you're even making enough money even for it to be, like, that significant.
Right. Or even if you were, it's like, forget it. Like, it's on them. They should be better at their jobs.
I just think that they should make it a lot.
I think it's
easier too. I think that, like, there's a disconnect too, because, like, our generation is just, like, a lot more used to things being, like, very efficient and, like, just easier because of technology and because we all assume that they know everything already.
Yes. I think it's
just like how we grew up. So I think that they're like with like taxes, there is a disconnect because it does feel really outdated.
It is really outdated, and it's messed up that the only reason to keep doing it this way is that they're like playing a weird mind game where they're hoping you'll accidentally be like honest about your income in a way that gives them more money.
Reevaluated.
They should just tell me what they think they know about me, and I'll be like, yep, looks good.
No, seriously.
They know I pay tuition. They know I have a job. They know all of this. All of my employers all tell them this already.
I completely agree, babe.
Anyways, the good news is, like, it's not even good news. It's so frustrating. In 2020, I was a student for half of the year, and then I worked for half of a year. And made the exact, like, in 6 months of working at, like, a pretty good job, like, a pretty well-paying job, made just, like, a couple thousand dollars shy of what my spring tuition was. So it's like, okay, awesome. So basically for, like, as long as I'm student, I know I'm not going to really be paying any taxes, right? Because, like, you subtract your tuition from your income, and then it's always negative, and you
pay
taxes on negative money. So, like, why am I doing all, like, obviously, I'm not making more than my tuition costs.
So much unnecessary work. It feels so unnecessary.
It is. Anyway,
I don't even know where to start. That's the other thing. It's so unintuitive.
You should try like a software. Like, there's like a, you know, like a TurboTax. I honestly think that TurboTax is like another. I feel like Intuit is probably like lobbying for them to keep making us do stuff that's so complicated that you have to buy tax software like on the federal level, and then also additionally for every state that you pay taxes in.
You're probably completely right. Or even just like, not even, it just like also gives an excuse for the IRS to just like not do anything. These are like, oh, people have access to these like more convenient things. But then also there's like a paywall.
Yeah. Yeah, when really it was very little they would have to do. They would just have to set up, like, a website, like the FAFSA one.
Right, because obviously the technology exists.
Obviously they already know all this information.
Anyway, that's where I'm stressed out right now. And also financial aid, because, like, financial aid is just as bad, if not worse. I think it might even be worse.
Yeah.
Because you have to, like, tell them that you need money, and then they're like, do you really need money? And it's like, yes. Like, I'm saying yes. I need it. Like, come on.
Right, and also financial aid, like, your parents have to be, like, way more involved in that, right? Like, you have to get, like, your parents' socials and stuff. It's, like,
yeah, usually my dad does it because it just ended up being, like, easier and quicker for him to just do it. But it's always when he's the most stressed. Like, he's going to call me today, and it's going to be, like, the worst conversation.
I'm very privileged in that my mom has an accountant do her taxes anyways, and then she just like for as long as she's paying my tuition, she just loops me into it because she's like, I don't know, like, tuition and taxes is too complicated, I'll just like let somebody else do it. But she switched accountants this year.
Very nice.
She switched accountants this year, and her previous one was always like super cranky that she was having this like accountant do, like, having her do my taxes even though I had internships and made money. My mom was like, why? Like, I'm still paying you to do your job regardless. Like, why does it matter? Anyways, so she switched off of this really cranky, grumpy accountant onto a new one who found out that the previous accountant did my taxes wrong for 2020.
You told me about this. No, I know about this.
The year when I was, like, half working and half paying tuition, she, like, applied the tuition to my mom's taxes so that I didn't get it all deducted out of mine. My mom gained absolutely nothing from this, and I lost, like, thousands of dollars because I had to pay the taxes of, like, a full-blown adult when, in reality, I don't even break even.
That's the other question, like, is it so easy also to, like, do your taxes wrong?
And get less money, right. Like, the IRS is just, like, letting us, like, fail at engineering the way to, like, pay our taxes correctly so that we
and
pay
it's
more.
So, it's, like, actually so shitty.
They'll never correct us if,
like,
we're paying more than we
need. I don't mind paying taxes. I want to pay taxes. It's fine. I just want to know that it's fair. Like, I want to know that I'm doing it right, that the process, like, I just will need it to be easier and more reliable.
Right. Right. Tax season. What else? You turn 21 in a week?
I do turn 21. I was thinking about it today, and I was like, it's such a busy week. Like,
busy week.
Both weekends are going to be so busy. I don't know when I'm going to be able to celebrate my 21st.
It'll happen. You'll be over 21 for a long time.
That's true. We could do a summer party for me.
That'd be cute.
Most of my friends, other than
Siri. See, I had my 6 months on T on Thursday. That's my life update. My 6 months on T on Thursday a few days ago. April is a big month for us.
April's a huge month for us. And I think it's the best month of the year.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Well, it's your birthday month. Of course you think that.
I love Easter. I love my birthday. I love everyone born on my birthday. I love April vibes. The sun is out. The flowers are flowering. And it's our anniversary. It's also, well, yeah. I'm going to say it's your T-versary, but it's not.
It's my half. It's my half.
Half.
This is probably the only time I'm going to celebrate that. I'll probably just do years after 1 year.
This is a big... You should celebrate it, though.
I did.
Can I read everyone my poem I wrote for you?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God, where is it? If I accidentally deleted it, I'm going to be so sad.
How would you accidentally delete it?
I think I accidentally deleted it.
April is poetry month. How do you accidentally delete stuff? Like, that's not...
Because I actually remember it now. Because I was going to copy and paste it to, like, send to you. And it, like, never sent. And I was like, what happened? And I think I deleted it.
Oh, come on, babe.
Okay, wait.
Come on.
Okay, I remember.
I had to watch Epiphany log in to, like... her email once, and it was like my teeth were on edge. Like, I was white knuckling.
I'm
I was
not
like,
a computer person. I'm simple.
But
not.
It's just like typing. I watch you type like a username and a password, and like my fingers were twitching. I was like, I want to take over. Like, this is going so poorly. I don't even know how. I don't understand. Like, I just physically don't understand.
Because you're in this bubble. I'm so normal, bitch.
I'm in a bubble of people who know how to type a username and hit tab and type a password
yes.
and hit enter. That's
yes.
so few steps. You didn't know to hit tab. That's what it was. Cool. That's what it, no, it's not. It's freaking not. Everybody knows that you hit tab.
Wait, can I read my T Day poem?
Did you find it?
I rewrote it.
You I don't know if I want you to anymore. That's killing me. That's killing me. I feel like we need to talk about you accidentally deleting stuff. I do.
Don't punish me.
I do. April is poetry month, and I love your poetry.
April is poetry month. Okay. Tea day. Tea for Tyler. Tea for love. Tea for I love you. Tea for Pog. That's all I have right now. I'm going to keep going.
You remembered all that. I forgot about that. That's a really good poem.
Thanks.
Poetry Month check.
I didn't know April was poetry. See, Beth, birthday is in April. Literally the best month.
I didn't either until earlier in the show. I opened up Tidal, and Tidal was like, it's poetry month. And I was like, of course it is. Sure it is.
I still have our plant tree. We got these temporary tattoos. I forget from where. Like a farmer's market or something. And they say plant trees, and I haven't used it yet. But I think I'm going to use it this month.
Yeah, was that from the Staten Island Co-op Queer Bookstore?
That's what it was. It was this really weird, like, co-op bookstore in Staten Island where we bought, like, really diseased plants.
Yeah, they did not. They did not do so good.
They were struggling so hard.
I finally stopped watering mine. I finally was like, I'm going to let you go. Because, like, I would water it a little more and, like, a leaf would fall off, so I'd water it a little less and, like, it would shrivel up. It was not okay. It was not doing okay, yeah. So I finally gave up.
Nothing I did. I was like, I had to put this plant out of its suffering. Like, it was really struggling there.
Like, I know our listeners probably heard what I just said, and, like, you don't know the right amount of water to give this plant. I promise that I do. I promise I'm, like, very, like, medium at keeping a houseplant alive. Like, I don't
own
plants.
I want to see all of your plants. Your plants are so happy and healthy. Like, well, it's not on you.
Well,
it's
I don't tend to own plants that are particularly difficult to care for. Granted, like, I have very standard, like, I have spider plants and, like, stuff like that. But also, like, I'm not one of those people who just kills plants left and right. Like, this Staten Island one is the first houseplant I've had to die. It's
really sad.
It was not me. It was the
plant. My ID is dying right now. It's really sad.
It is sad. It's sad. It's always such a slow process, and it's like, I don't know when to dump this thing out. You know. Anyways, it's 11:55. I should go. I should let the new show come in. Thank you for calling in.
Best show ever. Best show ever.
Saying that because you're on it.
No. Stop.
I love you.
You make the best radio.
Bye, Epiphany.
Bye. Love you.
Love you. Yeah, this has been Worst Boys Guild. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And I'm Tyler, Worst Boys Guild. Have a great week. Don't get COVID. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Enjoy the sunshine. And enjoy some automatically chosen music.
No. I pray, so happy this very day. Guide my footsteps, this I pray, so God, yeah, stayed away, stayed away.
They just died in the sun.